Hi guys, welcome back to the Sisterhood Guidance. I'm Mary. It's been a while. It's been a minute, guys. I actually don't also have a topic for today. There are a few things that are on my mind right now, and I just want to talk with you guys again because I miss you. I miss you. And also have been receiving a lot of love from my followers saying they do listen to my podcast, and I really appreciate that. So thank you so much for just listening and taking the time to listen to my podcast. It means the world to me. And I didn't have the time because, my business was growing so much to a point I didn't even believe it myself. If you would tell me a few months ago my business would be now where it is today, I would have laughed because I never thought that that would even be possible to, be able to be doing that in such a short amount of time. I knew I had to grow the audience. I knew I wanted to help people, but like never in this kind of way that it just grew. And because it grew, I just needed more help. And I actually hired employees to help me with my business. And it sounds so crazy to me that, there are actually people that are helping with my business, that are believing in my business, and taking the time out of their life to just help me out with what I love doing, and that is just helping you guys out, right? And it has been a really bumpy road, I would say, because you need to adjust to start certain things, and you need to like plan ahead, and also have some kind of process, like with your employees, how you want to like build it in the future, and what things you want to give them, and I've been dealing a lot of with those kind of things, and I don't wish it to be another way, and I can't wait because like my plan is just to connect more with you guys, basically being there, being more present, because as a business owner, you need to really know where are your strengths and where do you need help with, And for me, it's like I need help with organization because I'm being very honest with you guys. I'm really bad at that. I'm really not good at that. But there are people that love doing that, and I need these kind of people, So yeah, life has been busy. As I said, I wouldn't wish it to be another way. Lately, I have to be honest with you guys, I really miss my soulmate a lot. I never talked a lot on this podcast about my soulmate. I always said there briefly, or like here and there briefly, I mentioned my soulmate, but not too, like too deep because I felt not ready yet, and I'm still not ready to talk so in depth about my soulmate, I guess. But what I can tell you guys is if you meet your soulmate, you will not be able to forget this person anymore. Like before, I met him and I knew it was him from the beginning. The moment I saw him, he basically let me wait in the restaurant. At the moment when I saw him, I just knew it was this guy, And it's such a strange feeling. And maybe now you're asking me, oh, if you knew it was this guy, why aren't you together? Like, come on. But honestly, it is because sometimes if you write into your soul contract that you need to still do a mission or go on a mission, or like if you need to learn certain things to be with your soulmate, then at the end of the day, you need to do that first, But like as a medium, I would lie to you guys if I if I would deny this wasn't my soulmate. And at the beginning, I was like, I knew I had these feelings for him, but I was so scared. I was so, so scared that he will really hurt me very badly. And you know, like, not to go too much into these details, we aren't together right now. And I know we need to learn, or we need to go, like, I'm on a mission right now. It just sucks, you know, because there hasn't been one freaking day that I didn't miss him. And I'm getting emotional because these past few days, it was very unbearable, you know, like, before I could, like, be like, okay, whatever, I miss him, but, you know, I try and distract myself a little bit, but now it's, like, nearly unbearable, you know, I just don't know how to go on anymore, you know, and these are the things that are really taking up a lot of energy right now. But, you know, the show needs to go on, I know that. But I've grown so much since then, and I'm so, so grateful that I did, you know. Just because it's your soulmate, it doesn't mean, like, everything is going to be perfect. Everything is going to be great when you meet this person. This person is there for you to grow, and since I met him, I'm a completely different person now. I've grown so much. Even though it was very hard and it really, really hurt me, you know, like, there have been situations where I was very hurt, you know, and even though knowing as a medium that, you know, it's nobody's fault, it is still really tough to just say it's okay. Because what a lot of people don't see is I am a medium, but I'm also human and I have emotions. And it sucks. It sucks because I have two opinions, you know. I have the opinions of my guides that I trust and love in. And I have my own opinion, you know. And I talk with my medium myself about this, you know, a lot. Like, lately, every single day, because it's unbearable. And where do I know this is my soulmate? I knew it already before I met him. And I mean, that is crazy, guys, because I felt him before I even met him. Like, the last guy before him, I was dating for like 5 months, like, straight. And I called it quits because he wasn't treating me right. He wasn't seeing me and seeing my boundaries, and when we were going into an argument, he would leave me, right? So then I called it quits because I don't want to be with someone that doesn't, you know, like, can actually communicate with me. And I was heartbroken. I wouldn't say heartbroken in that kind of sense that I missed this guy, but more heartbroken, oh, it didn't work out again. You know, like, this kind of feeling. I felt like not being enough for even, like, if I try my best. And from the bottom of my heart, somehow, like, I knew I'm going to meet my soulmate very soon. The next guy will be my soulmate. And I kid you not. I kid you not. On that day when I was in the first contact with him, it was a call that I had with him in business kind of related stuff. And before going into that call, I was crying a little bit, you know, and I was like saying, I'm never going to date another guy again. And I remembered going into that call and I was so in awe. Like, I knew he was, like, I felt this attraction to him, you know. And you know, like, you know, these kind of couples where they say, yeah, you just know, you just know that this person is that person. But like, as I said, sometimes you meet someone because you need to learn something, you know, before coming together with this person. And for me, it was like that, but also because I was in a mission. Like, I'm on my soul mission, you know? I'm just lately, and why I'm so sad, it's because I've been strong for so long, and I know everyone has their own, like, packages and everything, you know? But, like, if you've been in such a battle for so long, and one day I will talk about my mission. If you've been in something for so long, you are so, like, I'm so exhausted right now. I can't even anymore, you know? Like, I just for once wish I could just lay down a little bit. Lay low and just be a woman, you know? Just be someone that could depend on somebody. Because I've depended on myself for a really long time. It's not that I can't do it by myself, but it would just be nice if I would have a rock by my side, if that makes sense. And this is where I'm standing right now. I really miss him. And it just sucks because I think about him every single day and I try to put this mind off, you know, like I try to not think about it anymore. I tried my hardest to let him go, you know, and that is about like soulmate connections. You can't, how can you let this person go? You can't, it's not possible. You are like connected with this person on a higher level. It is the same freaking soul. What are you talking about letting that person go? And there were a lot of incidences where I tried to let him go and it backfired so hard. It backfired so hard. I tried to let him go and I just felt like I loved him even more, you know? And I felt also like the pain. And as an empath, you know, you guys, I can also feel him sometimes. So let's say I'm driving randomly somewhere, you know, and then as a medium, I hear like my guide's messages, right? But I also can feel it. And then like randomly, he just misses me, you know, and I'm just like, what's going on? You know, and at the moment, I can't feel him anymore because it would be too much for me to handle with my emotions too. And people that didn't found their soulmate yet will not understand to a certain point why this is so hard. And it has nothing to do with being obsessed with somebody. Nothing. Because I don't stalk him or anything like that, no. It's just more of missing and longing for somebody. It's like you know you're going to be together and you can't wait to be together again. It's kind of that feeling, like this impatient feeling that I have inside, and it's just killing me. It is, because I accepted it for what it is, and I know like I can't let him go, and that is fine. I totally accepted that. I don't want to seem like I'm complaining or anything like that. No, like a lot of people don't even have the luck to find already their soulmate, I guess. Even though it is a time where like soulmates do find their ways to be together. Just for you guys to know. But it is waiting, but waiting in a good way. Waiting for it to happen, waiting for him to be here. And I swear to you guys, it sounds maybe very crazy. But like, if you know, you know. You're not doubting it. And I'm not doubting it for a second, you know. If he would come to me and ask me to marry him, I will do that, you know, like I wouldn't even think twice, even though things end up being like strange between us, like but that is for another story, I guess. Like I won't go too deep into that rabbit hole because I'm not ready yet. It took me a lot to just open up to you guys and just talk about my soulmate, just because it's very personal, it's very dear to my heart. And you know, like I'm very protective about him also. And I don't want you guys to think that I misjudge this feeling or like judge my situation on where I'm standing at the moment. So that is why I didn't talk about it. But I felt like talking about it because I really needed to talk about it somehow. And maybe I'm helping someone out there, you know? Maybe I am. And it has just nothing to do with a karmic relationship at all. Because if it was, I would already have forgotten him, right? But I don't. I didn't. And I won't. My feelings, on the other hand, grows just stronger every single day. And that is freaking crazy, guys. That is crazy. So yeah, I hope you liked this little mini episode, or like this episode in general. I don't even like know how long I've talked to you guys, but I hope I will catch up with you guys very soon again. Lots of kisses and hugs to you guys, and we shall hear from each other. Bye.